If you can tear your eyes from my rose garden, young man, I've got something else for you to look at. Here.
Piece of plastic.
Look at this card through it.
Eh?
What do you see?
Breaks up the light. It's a sort of prism.
Quite still, Dick, and hold the card quite still.
Numbers. 3, 7, 4, 2, 9, 1.
A map reference. The prism, if I may.
There you go.
Now look at the card again.
It's just a jumble of numbers. Hundreds of them. So, that's it.
Yes, that's it. Is it safe enough? Safe enough for the basis of a partnership?
Perhaps, Matheson.
Only perhaps. With this bit of plastic, I can import any drugs I like in absolute secrecy. You'd be running a sales network that would never suffer for lack of goods.
So, the number the prism decoded?
Is the point at which the commodity will arrive. It is the link between the source and myself.
Neat, Matheson. Safe.
A reaction I would expect from a person I think well of. Let's go to the house, Dickon, and seal a safe, lucrative partnership. The rose garden can be admired another time.
Splinterlight by D. Gregory Lyons.
Jammy one, Ray. Cued straight into the pocket. You've been practising on the sly.
Yeah. I don't want to play billiards anymore, nurse.
Marty, Ray. The name's Marty.
Is it? I forgot. It's easier to call everybody in this place nurse.
You don't like it, do you?
Like hospital. I don't like it. It's not doing me any good.
Well, give it time.
They all say that. Time. I keep coming back. When I watch my girl, they'd never come back. I just sit at the table, drink a pint of beer, and watch her. Then the insects will go away.
But there's nothing there, Ray.
Your eyesight isn't good enough, that's all. Look at my hands, Marty. Go on, look at them. See them? The lines of my skin. Insects. Hundreds of tiny insects. I've got little legs like hairs. See them? Eh?
Right.
All over my hands. Won't go away. This place doesn't do them any good. My girl did. She made them go away.
The what girl?
Just a girl.
What's her name?
No! No. If I tell you her name, you'll try and pick her up. Take her away from me.
Don't be stupid.
Have you got a girl?
Well, I had, once.
I've got a girl. She can make these insects go away. Do you think the doctors would let me go and see her?
I doubt it, but you can ask.
I saw her. They'd go right away. They'd never come back. They eat, you know. Eat the sweat off my hands and turn it into poison so that I can't touch my food. Did you know that, Marty?
Yeah. Have a cigarette.
Thanks. I wonder what my girl's doing now.
Sitting with her feet up, listening to her stereo, if she's got any sense.
No, no. My girl will be working.
Well, at this time of night?
She's beautiful. People go to see her. She works at a nightclub, an expensive nightclub.
Oh?
Mr. Nikos. He looks after her.
I'll wring Nikos's damn neck when I see him in the morning. That piggy's palmed me off with tonight. Oh, damn this zip. Oh, that's got it. Oh, it's a long time in the bathroom. Michael! Or whatever you're calling yourself. Have you finished in there? Michael! Oh, what the hell? What are you doing in there? Michael? Oh, say something for heaven's sake. Oh, it's not locked. Michael, for... Oh, God, no! Oh, no! Nico! Nico!
Party, Mr. Christolos, good party.
A party that makes money for Nikos Christolos is always a good one, Jacob.
Quality market.
Law of supply and demand.
Nikos!
What the hell?
Stamnish, start us,
Jacob, hold my glass. Get the knowledge to calm them down.
Nikos!
Get back in that room, get in there, Jerry. What do you mean by shouting my name over the heads of my guests?
Over there, Nikos.
Answer me.
Over there, in the bathroom.
You disgrace me. My clients dislike coarseness, whatever else they... Oh, God, no.
I heard the glass smash.
He's dead.
Beautiful roses, Dickon, don't you think?
Matheson, you can't persuade me I was brought all the way down here at this time of the morning to discuss your roses.
Can't I?
Come on. I know you don't like getting bad news. Touch of the bureaucrat, eh?
Things have gone a little wrong. Holt has failed to turn up. He was due to arrive at 3 this morning, carrying the link for the coming delivery, and he has failed to turn up.
How? Oh. Could he be late?
Holt is never late. Something's happened to him.
Happened to him? I'll lay my hands on him. Something damn well will happen to him.
Now, Dickon, please. That sort of approach will get us nowhere. I know Holt. He is reliable. Whatever it is won't be his fault. I can guarantee that. There's no point in making wild threats.
Oh, really? Well, sometimes the direct approach works wonders.
You run a distribution ring, Dickon. There you might be right. But I run a business where such actions tend to be counterproductive. Anyway, I'm afraid the situation is more serious than it appears.
Ah. Oh, I know that without the link we'll have to miss this delivery. Count a 10,000 loss. I don't want that any more than you do. The link itself's totally innocuous.
True. An anonymous, many-faced prism.
It's gone perfectly since we first started working together. 2 identical cards. 1 here, 1 in Cuba. Each card covered with numbers from 0 to 9. To be photographed through a prism which singles out a map reference number.
It's a good system.
Until the prism goes missing on its way from Cuba. I mean, you aren't going to decode the reference numbers with the bottom of a milk bottle.
That is just the point, Dickon.
Look, unless you've developed a sudden brotherly love for Holt, I don't see what you're worried about. I don't want to lose 10,000, but it won't break us.
It isn't heroin this time.
Not? What do you mean, not heroin?
The Cubans have a charming name for it. A charming name for an expensive commodity. They call it stardust.
Oh, very pretty. What is it when it's at home?
A lysergic acid and methaqualone derivative.
That'd blow a few skulls.
It would, if we could get hold of it. There's a big advantage to it over straight LSD. The stuff is physically addictive, and the build-up to dependency is remarkably fast.
Why the hell's it called stardust?
2 reasons. Firstly, it comes in the form of a crystalline yellow powder, almost yellow ochre. In the right light, it looks like golden caster sugar. 1 grain is sufficient to give a very pleasant time, I believe.
You said 2 reasons, Matheson.
The refinement is such that it can be carried in minute quantities that are easily concealed. Also, dogs don't respond to it.
Yes, yes.
We are going to have a 10-pound drop to be bulked up with 500 pounds of pure glucose for final sale. The second reason it's called stardust is because we pay 50,000 for a pound weight of pure concentrate.
50,000 a pound?
500,000 for the drop.
And we've paid it?
What kind of a businessman do you take me for, Dickon? We've paid half only. The other half is payable on collection. Collection, mark you, not delivery.
Am I supposed to feel happy about that? 250,000 instead of half? It's a fantastic deal, Matheson. Bigger than anything. Hell, we'll never be able to absorb the loss. The entire connection will dry up for lack of funds.
True.
True? Is that all you can say? Is that what I tell my pushers? Matheson, you know right, no bloody right at all to invest that amount of money without consulting me. Look, I came into a partnership. Equal shares, equal responsibility.
Equal but different responsibility, Dickon. I'm sorry, but it was a business decision. My end of the partnership.
Oh, that's rich. That's business. Matheson, you've just lost 250,000 that we can't possibly recoup.
Who says we've lost it?
You said it yourself in so many words. We've no link. Without the link, we don't know the map reference for the drop area. Oh, God, they could put it ashore anywhere in the country. Some little rowing boat punts out from a Cuban freighter off the coast of Devon or Cornwall and dumps a package in an isolated cove. And what for, eh? Huh? Food for sheep? Think of it, Matheson. A flock of sheep blown out of their minds on our starters because your damned system's broken down.
Our system, Dickon. A good one, a safe one.
Oh, yes, great. We've no one we can contact for a new link. No names, no addresses. Your marvellous system sealed at both ends and the middle as well. Don't believe you even know who manufactures the stuff, do you?
Quite right, I don't. It was that very safety that attracted you to the system in the first place, Dickon.
So safe it's finally swallowed a quarter of a million without trace.
Not irrevocably.
Really? I suppose you're going to whistle it back.
Holt, dead or alive, is somewhere. And with him is the link. We have 2 weeks, Dickon, before the goods come into the country.
And where exactly do we start looking?
The city clubs. Holt was a man of aberrant taste. The upmarket strip reviews and call girl chains. Someone will have seen him.
Where do I come in?
I've got contacts of my own, but your network should have some leads among that circle. Use them, Dickon.
Oh, I'll use my pushers. Don't worry about that.
And, Dickon, your recklessness. Keep it in check.
Look, Matheson, if recklessness will lead me to that prison, then I'll use recklessness.
And sometime it will be the death of you. Such a beautiful rose, that one. Such delicate blooms. The bee knows what is good for him.
I just can't believe.
You'd like a drink, Julie?
Please.
Come in.
Done what you said, Mr. Christolos.
No, thanks, Jocko. The clients?
All gone. Mr. Marius is locking up the club.
Good. Good, that's all.
Sir?
What have you done with him?
It was a heart attack. Jocko and Marius traced him and took him down the fire escape. In a few hours' time, maybe already, he will be found by the police in some alley.
Oh, God, it's all so
distasteful. You drink, it will do you good.
Thanks.
I cannot afford to have police here. I cannot afford to have questions and investigations. We supply a demand that is on the wrong side of the law. Holt's body would give rise to endless inquiries.
Holt, that was his name.
Michael Holt, some minor civil servant type who drank too much, ate too much, and gave himself a bad heart. Just unfortunate he had to have his coronary here.
You don't even care.
Do you?
I...
Julie, you don't even know what you think about this life.
He was obscene lying there, naked, gasping for breath. A great white slug.
I let the people sleep with you because of the health of their wallets, not their bodies.
Oh, I know, I know.
If you don't adjust to it, you come to me, said you wanted work that paid well, and you got it.
Oh, it wasn't that...
Yes, you knew what it meant when you came to the club. Even before you set foot over the door, you knew. Private parties with available girls, strip shows.
I knew, but I...
But you don't accept. That's the problem, isn't it? I don't know why I bother. Any other girl, I would show her the door. But you...
For me, it's the end of the road.
You dream.
Once I had something to dream about. Front cover of the top fashion magazines. What every young model dreams about. And I might have made it.
So?
It all went wrong. Oh, can you pour me another drink while I wash my face?
Give me your glass. Huh? Scotch?
No, it doesn't matter. Oh, I feel sick. Oh, damn it, where's the towel? What's that?
What's the matter? Found something.
Bit of plastic. Cut like a diamond.
Let's see. Oh, some executive toy. Holtz, maybe.
He undressed in the bathroom. They always undress in there if they don't want you to see them. He'd reason enough the way he poured me. Oh, it looked disgusting.
All men are odd. All men have their ways.
Like the one who follows me. The one who walks like a spider and stares at me if I pass him at the club entrance?
Huh? Oh, Ray. He's been put in hospital. He won't bother you anymore.
He terrifies me. curled at the table, watching me, peering at me, and staring at his own hands.
I is sick. He sees insects on his hands. He's hung about the club for years, and if it wasn't for his brother, who is a good customer and a free spender, I would have sent him packing long ago.
Money talks.
For me, it has a loud voice.
Damn.
Playing by yourself, Marty.
Who's that? Oh, Ray. Well, this way I never lose. Anyway, what are you doing up at this hour? It's gone midnight.
Can't sleep.
Those little bugs getting up your nose. Make yourself a cup of tea.
You like night duty?
I like the money. Mind yourself. And I like the peace and quiet.
What was your girl like?
Missed. At this rate, I'm going to lose.
Marty, your girl, was she...
Well, what's with all the questions?
I wondered. That's all. Nurses ask me questions.
I'm not keen on questions, Ray. The past's the past, as far as I'm concerned. Digging never does any good, okay?
Okay, nurse.
Oh, look, I didn't mean to offend you.
My girl's nice. She likes me.
A bully for you. If she's waiting for you, she must do.
She'll wait, Marty. I know she'll wait.
You find Ray so bad, so disturbing?
Oh, he frightens me. Maybe he shouldn't, but Nikos, he stands for everything I hate about this place. Distorted, grotesque, unreal. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be talking like this.
You're shaken. Here, your drink.
Yes.
You said it all went wrong. Tell me.
I'd rather not.
Oh, you're talking, Julie. You're talking because you want to talk. Tell me. It was a man?
Martin. His name was Martin. God, this is ridiculous. It was almost 2 years ago.
A boyfriend?
I lived with him. It was something that clicked between us. He really pushed me. Helped me to get contracts, photographic sessions.
Any new people?
No. No, just enthusiasm. 6 months after we moved into the flat, it all started to go wrong. I came back one evening to find him flat on the floor with the stereo full up. He was as high as a kite. We had a laugh about it that time. He was just sniffing it then.
Sniffing? Well, I don't...
Heroin.
Oh.
It was a bit later he started mainlining. I don't know why. Well, that's one of the worst things. I just don't know why.
Go on.
I suppose I should have left him. He began to lose weight. Couldn't work anymore. I'd shove food down his throat when he wasn't hungry. But there was still a hell of a lot left that was really him. In between getting spaced out, he'd managed to get a night's work in a bar or something and turn up afterwards with a huge bunch of flowers. Well, it wasn't an apology, just him. Just the way he was.
How long was he like that?
3 months, four. Can't remember properly. There was a time when he kept saying he'd get himself registered as an addict. But it never came to anything. Then, one day, I came back after a photo session, and he was on the kitchen floor. There was blood everywhere. I thought he'd hit an artery with the syringe. A friend told me of the chances, and it's a killer. But it wasn't this time. I must have been just in time. When I pulled the needle out, the bleeding stopped. And then I just waited for 7, 8 hours until he came round.
You didn't send for a doctor?
I didn't do a thing. I didn't even clean up the mess. When he saw the place, realized what he'd done, what I'd found, he just shut himself off. For 2 days, he hardly said a word. Then I woke up one morning and found an empty flat and a note. Just 4 words. Not fair on you. That's what he'd written.
And now?
He'll be dead.
I'm sorry.
I shouldn't have told you. Sob story. The reason why I'm here. Nothing mattered anymore.
There's nothing I can say.
Don't try.
But I'll give you my plastic diamond.
Holt's diamond?
Mine. Found in the bathroom in my club. And I give it to you.
fond memories from a corpse. I'll keep it like a St. Christopher. My luck can only get better.
Oh, God. What a hell of a time to... Hello.
Dickon, it's Matheson here.
Matheson? What's up? You any idea of the time?
Dickon?
Now, look, Dickon.
Hang on a minute.
This is important.
What time is it?
Just a minute, Matheson. Move your backside next door, Susan. Move.
Hey, freeze without the bedclothes.
There's a dressing gown on the floor. You're not that good to look at.
But what do you mean?
Just scab.
Pig!
Silly bloody bitch. Hello, Matheson?
Can I assume you're alone now?
Sometimes I wonder about my taste.
It concerns Holt.
Has he turned up? I found nothing my end.
In a manner of speaking, yes, he has turned up. Very cold and very dead.
The link?
My contacts have checked with the police, who find him in an alley. There's nothing on him.
Damn.
But he was seen 2 hours before the estimated time of death.
Go on.
The Acropolis Club, Soho. The owner is a Greek, Nikos Christolos. But go easy. A friend wanting to find out the circumstances of death.
Yes, yes.
Be sure and contact me if you come up with anything.
I will, Matheson. I will. God, that man will worry himself into an ulcer.
What man?
Just shove off, will you?
Dickon, what's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me. I just want to get up and get some things done, right?
Well, last night, you were saying...
Last night, my dear Susan, was last night.
You...
Now, don't start to get all upset.
I stayed the night with you because of what you said, because I wanted to. I wouldn't sleep with anyone.
And you'll spare a lot of men a great deal of heartache and regret.
Dickon...
Just don't be here when I come back, right?
You bastard! Bastard!
You think it's all passed off, Mr. Christmas? Reporting the papers ain't non-committal enough.
I think the less we talk about it, the better, Jack. Or just keep on cleaning those glasses.
Yes, Mr. Christmas.
The report said the police were pursuing inquiries. Bodies found in alleyways are bound to give rise to suspicion, no matter how natural the cause of death.
I just wondered.
Well, don't.
Getting ready for another day?
Julie, you shouldn't be here.
Where should I be then? Pacing up and down my flat and wearing a hole in the carpet?
I gave you the rest of the week off.
And I decided I don't want it. Morning, Jacko.
Morning, Miss. Wine?
I'll make it 2. Dry white. One day you say you hate the job, 2 days later you can't stay away. I suppose you know what's best for you.
Unless you're making claims, Nikos, I think I did.
No claims.
Here's your drinks.
Thanks. Oh, it's all beginning to take on the sensation of some nightmare I can only half remember.
Forget it.
I talked my head off to you, didn't I? All about Martin.
You said something.
Tactful. Oh, yesterday in the flat, I just dwelt on it, so I thought better back here earning an honest penny under some strange man than continue to wear a track in my carpet.
There's something to be said for that.
Mr. Christolos, someone's just come in.
Yes. Know him?
No.
Are you looking for someone?
Yeah. Mr. Christolos. You know where I could find him?
I am he. And you?
Dickon.
Well, Dickon, we are not open, I'm afraid.
So I gather. It's not a drink or a girl I want, Mr. Christolos. I'm making inquiries.
Police?
No, a bereaved relative, actually.
Really?
May I?
Eh? Yes, sit down. Jacko, another wine, please.
Oh, I don't know. It's a one of this place makes a profit.
Conscientious barman.
All my staff are conscientious. It's a quality I require of them. You were saying?
A cousin of mine's just died.
I am sorry.
It wasn't entirely unexpected. Had a bad heart. Police found him collapsed in an alley not far from here.
So?
He was seen here a few hours before his death, Mr. Christolos.
I don't see...
Maybe someone followed him.
Dickon, no doubt you feel you are being very tactful, but you are looking for something. I would be happier if you came out with it. Should I know this relative?
His name was Holt. Michael Holt. Perhaps the lady. She looks anxious.
You're not the only one with troubles.
I just wondered.
Michael Holt, you say? I'm afraid I cannot help you. It's true he was a member, but the last time I saw him was about 2 weeks ago.
I see.
But should I hear anything?
It doesn't matter. My friend was probably mistaken.
Your friend?
Just a friend, Mr. Christelos. Just a friend. Thanks for the wine.
Any time. Jack will find out what you can on him.
For all the good it'll do, Mr. Christelos.
Who was he?
I don't know. But he found out what he wanted.
Oh, I'm scared, Nikos.
Clear the glasses up and help Jack or restock the bottles.
It was my fault, wasn't it? That he found out.
Next time I tell you to have days off, Julie. You have them, understand? Worn-out carpets are easy to replace.
I'm positive, Madison. The girl jumped like I'd stuck a pin in her backside.
Where are you now, Dick?
Telephone kiosk just across from the club.
Not entirely discreet of you.
It's all right. There's no one about. You wanted me to let you know, and that's just what I'm doing.
And you're too damned close to that club, Dick, and I want you away from there right away. I'll handle the rest.
Stop panicking, Madison.
There's a difference between panic and discretion. I have contacts.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I can sort this one out on my own.
No, Dickon.
Give me till tomorrow morning.
Dickon, I've warned you.
I've never let you down in all the times we've been working together, Madison. Right now, there's $250,000 lying about. I'm going in to get it.
Dickon.
You better close the door, Martin. We'll have half the hospital in here. Right, now, when did you notice him missing?
On the way back to the ward. I'm sorry, Mulligan. If I'd been anywhere near a phone, I'd have rung.
Well, never mind that now. Can you remember exactly where?
Oh, yeah, the other side of the cricket pitch.
Damn, that gives him a clear run across the field to the railway station. Just a minute. Hello, nursing officer. Cooper Ward, charge nurse Mulligan here. I have to report a patient missing. Ray Stevens, schizophrenic, under section.
My own bloody fault. I should have kept him beside me and let the other patients tag along.
Yes, that's the one. Yes, I'm doing the forms now. They'll be down with you in about 10 minutes. Okay. Well, that's giving them something to do.
So daft.
Happens to everyone, Marty. You always feel a bit of a fool afterwards. Wouldn't happen if we had enough staff. At least Ray's harmless enough. Hasn't raped his maiden aunt or anything.
He'll put the wind up a few old ladies on the way, asking them to have a look at his insects.
Oh, they'll get over it. Now, any idea where he might go?
There's his brother.
Oh, he'll just post him back to us. Anyone else?
No other relatives. Well, there's his girlfriend, though.
Oh, the one he keeps rabbiting on about. Did you ever find out her name?
You must be joking. He thinks I'll snap her up.
Hardly likely. Ah, well, hand me over one of those forms and I'll start pen-pushing. Let's just cross our fingers. He aims for his brother. Now, not that I'm one to pervert the course of true romance, but I'd just prefer Ray to be back on the ward before I go off duty. Now, what was he wearing?
I'm away, Nikos.
Look carefully, Julie.
My little bit of good luck plastic is safe in my pocket. Bye.
Julie, I came to see you.
Go away, go away.
Nikos! Julie, don't. I've come to see you.
Go away, just go away.
But Julie, my hands.
Nikos, it's him.
Julie, what is it?
I want her to see my hands. You're joking me.
You stay away, see? You're leaving the girls alone. Go on, clear out.
I only want to see my Julie. The hospital let me go. He said if Julie can make the insects go, then I should be with her. Please, Nikos.
Get him away from me, Nikos.
Now, hey. Now, just go away.
But...
Now.
Yes, I'll go. I'll go.
Thank heavens you heard.
Scream loud enough to bring the roof down.
Yes, damn it, I am. He's scared. I don't understand. I don't want to understand.
Julie, calm down.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Did he hurt you?
No. He scared me, that's all. He just suddenly came out of the dark, spoke in my ear.
He's gone now. Will you be safe enough? Do you want me to walk with you?
I'll be all right. You've got things to do back at the club. Anyway, the taxi rank's just round the corner and Sammy will be there.
Sammy?
At this time of night, I always end up with the same cabbie. Well, don't look at me like that. I'll be fine. Just keep that madman away from me.
I don't understand the hospital discharging him. His brother said something about him being under section.
He can be under a bus for all I care. Yeah.
Under section, he cannot discharge himself.
Please, Nikos, just keep him away from me.
I'll do my best. Will you be all right?
Stop fussing. Okay, so my knees are shaking like nothing on earth. But it's just a reaction. I'll be fine.
Sure.
Honestly. I'll see you in the morning.
If you're okay. See you then.
See you. What?
Who the hell's Ray then? I just shut up. My hand stays where it is until I'm ready to listen. Now, Michael Hope, that name means quite a lot to you, doesn't it? Are you going to talk? The prison, Julie. Where is it?
The prison? What?
Let me remind you.
No! Oh, no, don't!
Not many men would care to sleep with a woman who's had her face all cut up.
Oh, please, don't!
The prison?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Now, that one's under the hairline. It won't show. The next one, Holt's piece of plastic. I want it.
Plastic? Oh, God, why didn't you say
it? Where is it?
Here, it's in my pocket.
That's a clever girl.
Take it, just take it, and please leave me, please.
Hey, you're hurting me, mister.
You're interfering.
You're hurting! Hey! Bloody. I've got it, Julie. Give it back.
Let him have it, Ray, for God's sake. Let him have it.
Mad bloody.
You stayed there. Julie. But Julie, come back. Julie, I've got it. I've got it, Julie.
Hell, my mouth.
It must look bloody lovely. A mess. What a hell of a mess.
To now, Gov.
On to the end of the dual carriageway and then left. You must be Sammy, yes?
Dead right. Julie there, I run her home almost every evening.
Thank you for waiting for us while they stitched her up.
What ain't nothing? How is she?
Sleeping.
Eyes closed, Nikos, that's all. Oh, cold.
Shock, more than likely, miss. I'll turn the heater up.
Where are we going?
Back to my flat.
Nikos, it's not
necessary. It's decided. There is a spare bed. You sleep there.
Okay.
Julie, what exactly happened?
I don't know. It's all so confused. That man, Dickon, he wanted the prison.
Prison?
Well, that's what he called it anyway. He said, I couldn't think. I was so frightened when he grabbed me. I just couldn't think. And then when he brought out that
Dickon
knife...
Dickon has it now, this prison?
I don't know. Ray ran after me. I said I could have it back, but I don't know.
Please God he has. Then he will leave us alone. You think...
Nikos, I...
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I should never have asked. It can wait until the morning. The doctor, what did he say?
There shouldn't be any mark. If there is, it'll be covered by my hair.
Good, good.
When Dickon did it, he said... wouldn't show. But the next one...
This time you take days off. You stay at my flat and take days off.
Oh, no, Nikos. I don't want to be alone. I'd prefer to be at the club. I can't work, not looking like this, but I'd prefer to be with people.
Okay, very well. What happened to Ray?
That spidery chap, Gov?
Eh?
I shoot him up when Julie there fell in the can. He's about as aggressive as a moth.
I doubt if Dickon feels that way about him.
Dickon was cutting up his Julie. Oh, why the hell does he have to attach himself to me?
It is perhaps as well he did. For tonight.
There you are. One expensive flat.
Thank you, Sammy.
Nikos, are you sure?
Sure of what?
That you want to put me up for the night. I mean...
Julie, I never mix business with pleasure. There's a spare bed. I am fond of you, but I don't see myself taking Martin's place.
Thanks.
Ow.
Stay still. You'll get a mouthful of cotton wool, Dickon.
Stinks.
Antiseptic. There.
You're really enjoying this, aren't you, Susan?
taking it out on me for this morning?
Yeah. Finished. You won't die.
Bitch. Why are you still here? I told you I didn't want to see you when I came back.
I decided not to go.
What the hell explanation is that supposed to be?
None. It's a thaw.
Marvellous.
What happened, Dickon? You come back here with a mouth like raw meat and nothing's supposed to have happened.
Look. Look, Susan. I don't like you. I don't want you here. Only thing you're any use for is bed. So just don't ask me any more questions, right?
Things are improving.
Hey?
Well, this morning I was a recipe for heartache and regret. Now I'm good looking up.
For heaven's sakes, do something useful and pour me a scotch.
Okay. You, always carry one of these.
What?
A flick knife.
Give it here.
What are you up to, Dickon?
I told you, Susan, no questions.
I might be able to help.
Yes. Yes, you might help. Just get out of here. Leave me alone. I wanted you for one night, and now I don't want you anymore. Just get out!
No. No, Dickon. I'm not going.
So, seeing it's got rough, I thought you'd want to know, Mr. Murchison.
You did right. How's the girl?
Frightened. Six stitches.
He can't be trusted, not anymore. Was there any mention made of the police?
Don't seem to have been involved as far as I know, Gov. Mr. Christmas won't bring him in. He sails too close to the wind for that.
No thanks to Dickon.
Look, Mr. Matheson, I don't think he's got the prison. I saw something in that nut's hand when I shoved him off. It glittered, sort of. If I'd known, I could have nailed it.
Well, it's too damned late to worry about that now. It's far more important to put a stop to Dickon. Get him down here. I don't care how you do it, just get him here. He's played me about once too often.
Righto, Gov.
And, Sammy, you're a good pair of eyes.
Dickon, please, don't drink any more.
Just pass over the bottle.
Why don't you come to bed? It's almost dawn.
That's all you care about, Susan. All you care.
But you won't tell me.
I've blown it. I've had it. Blown it. Can't you understand that much? It was in my hand. And that bloody nut had took it away. Quarter of a million, Susan.
I haven't a clue what you're talking about. Look.
Don't. Just don't.
It'll sort itself out. These things do.
My God. Listen to it. Not this one. This one's going to go straight up like a skyrocket.
Dickon.
Oh. Hell, just forget it. What's a quarter of a million anyway, eh, Susan? Hmm? What is it anyway?
I still want you.
You still... Oh, yeah. You still want me. Eh? Mustn't forget. Come here, then.
Maybe I could go on a diet.
What? Take all this padding away?
But you said...
Oh, I said. Just... Leave it.
No privacy in this world at all, is there?
What?
Stay where you are, Dickon. You too, miss.
He's got a gun.
Who are you?
The name is Sammy. And Matheson wants you.
Matheson? What the devil's all this drama for then, eh, Sammy? Whatever your name is. Why don't you just contact me on the phone?
Maybe he doesn't trust you anymore.
Doesn't trust? For goodness sake, put that gun away. Talk some sense.
The car's outside. Come on. You too, miss. Well, it's very pretty, but I think you'd better pull your jumper down. You're cold going around like that.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I don't know how much she knows, Dickon, do I?
She knows nothing.
Well, we'll let Mr. Matheson decide on that. Now move, if you'd be so kind.
What's going to happen, Dickon?
You'd stick your head under the steam hammer to see how fast it came down, wouldn't you, Susan?
I saw my girl, Marty.
Congratulations. But I wish you'd tell us when you were going for a stroll. We spent all evening searching the hospital grounds, and the police were looking for
you. I went to see my girl. The doctor said...
The doctor said nothing, Ray. You were the one who... Oh, never mind.
Do you think the young policeman will get into trouble?
What are you muttering about?
A young constable at the station. The sergeant shouted at him, said I was just a tramp. But I didn't hit anybody, and I only hit him because he was hurting my girl.
You haven't been thumping policemen, Ray.
No, not policemen. Him. The one who had a knife. My girl.
Oh, I wish you'd give this girl a name.
She gave me something, Marty. Look. She gave me this.
What in the world?
It's funny. When I look at my hand through it, the insects disappear. Splinters up the light and makes them disappear.
Is Ray showing you his prism, Marty?
Prismatic miracle cure by the sound of things. Stamp them out by the thousand and we'd have schizophrenia solved overnight, my dear.
It's what's called symptomatic medicine.
See? Doctors were right. If I saw my girl, the insects would disappear. So she gives me this and they go away.
A little chip of plastic.
But she gave it to him, Marty. Perhaps she keeps a stock of them.
Didn't you sleep well, Julie? You're staring at that coffee cup as though it might reveal the future.
I'm worried, Nikos.
About last night? Try and put it out of your mind. That piece of plastic has gone. He won't come looking for it again. At least, not to you.
That Dickon wanted it badly. I don't know why, but...
And you haven't got it anymore. I don't know why I ever gave it to you in the first place.
Fond memories of a corpse, remember?
Could I ever forget? What is getting at you?
He heard that madman calling me his girl.
So?
Well, don't you see? He'll connect
and
us.
What if he does?
He might try to use me to... Oh, I don't know. It's just a feeling. A horrible feeling. I'm alone, Nikos. So alone.
We all are in some way or another.
I need Martin. Suddenly, I need him so much.
Julie, Martin is dead.
I know.
And the outfit ran off with it.
I see, I see. Quite a catalogue of disasters.
Look, Matthew.
Quite a catalogue of disasters when I'd specifically asked you to do nothing.
I suppose doing nothing would have given us the link.
You ignored my orders, Dickon. You went wading in exactly as I feared you might. I'm running a business, not a gangster mob. A business that requires tactics and a modicum of applied intelligence. It takes no intelligence to wield a flick knife.
I nearly had the wretched thing. Matheson, you're talking to me as though I've no investment in that fragment of plastic. That quarter of a million, that 10-pound weight of stardust is half mine.
There, Dickon, you are under a misapprehension.
What did you say?
You, Dickon, are a pusher, nothing less, but nothing more. You rely on me. I do not rely on you. Do I make myself clear? You have a ring of pushers covering the entire southeast, but there are other outlets, other rings. You follow me?
I do. And I don't like it.
The truth is rarely pleasant, especially to people like you.
You?
Roses are beautiful things, Dickon, but they have thorns. When you grasp a rose, you must be careful.
When I took your offer of a partnership...
You grasped a handful of thorns. Are they beginning to prick? Uncomfortable, isn't it?
What are you trying to tell me, Matheson?
Your place in the order of things.
Sammy, the gun, was that part of it?
No. What Sammy did was no joke. No psychological trick. I don't trust you anymore.
I see.
You are incredibly stupid, Dickon. For an intelligent person, so incredibly stupid at times... You acted against my word. You took a thick knife to a girl and left her with 6 stitches. Hadn't it ever occurred to you that they might not have known what they had? That if they'd been approached in a civilized way, they would have handed it over like lambs?
Of course it had. But we might have been too late. They could have got rid of it.
And so you will count a slight chance like that greater than the positive risks of reckless stupidity.
Don't talk to me like that, Matheson.
The girl who came with you, how much does she know?
Nothing.
Sammy is with her now. He'll encourage her to tell all she knows in his own inimitable fashion. Sammy is a good man. He hates violence. I put him several places above you in order of importance and reliability.
Who is he? As far as I'm concerned, he's sprung up from nowhere.
Sammy is a taxi driver. By coincidence, he takes Julie home from the club almost every night. That's why I'm so angry with you. Last night, after your phone call, He was under instructions from me to ask of Julie one simple, innocuous question. According to her reply, which he would have conveyed to me, I would have known exactly who had the link. As that reply, it transpires, would have singled out herself, Sammy would have acted tonight. But for you, it would have been painless, simple, and businesslike. Now, the link is in the hands of Ray, and Ray has returned whence he came.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
A psychiatric hospital. Under section. He can't discharge himself. So don't wait at the gates.
What now?
What happens next, Dickon, if you value your health, is not your concern.
He treated me like a child.
Dickon.
Like a kid. Would you believe it, Susan, would you?
Sammy said that...
Sammy, to hell with Sammy. This morning I was a partner in a big business. Tonight I'm supposed to be a tiny cog in some great machine. Well, he can't do it. He damn well can't do it.
Please, Dickon.
For Christ's sake. Where's the scotch?
Over there.
Damn the man. You want one?
Please. Sammy said you did something wrong.
If acting while Matheson sits on his backside is wrong, then yes.
Sammy said that
I'll give it a rest, Susan. I don't want to hear. I just don't want to hear. That man preached to me. Stood himself in the pulpit and preached to me. And without me, he'd be nothing. Half my money, use of my network. Without me, he could have half a ton of the stuff. It might as well be sugar.
Stuff? I don't follow, Dickon.
Stardust, Susan. Golden, crystalline, mind-blowing stardust.
Drugs?
Oh, my God. She's got it. At last, Susan has hit the jackpot. Pinned the tail on the donkey. Rung the bell.
Stop it, Dickon.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, Susan. You're out of your depth. Way out of your depth. If I'd never picked you up.
I'm glad that you did.
Glad? What's going on in your mind, for heaven's sake?
I'm just glad. That's all.
Never in a million years.
I care, Dickon.
Look, Susan, I don't want you to care. Can't you get that into your head?
But I do. I can't help it.
What's the betting someone said that just before the charge of the light brigade? Oh, it's all so damn stupid. You care. Well, help me then. Did Sammy say what hospital Ray went to?
I think he mentioned...
Just the name. One word even.
Well, it sounded like Millwheel, Millhouse, or something.
Millhouse?
Yes.
Millhouse Psychiatric Hospital?
Might be.
That diary over there.
This one?
Yeah, chuck it over. Thanks. Oh, Marty Burke, yes. Millhouse Hospital.
What are you up to?
Matheson tried to pluck me like one of his precious roses. Well, he's got a nasty shot coming to him.
Dickon, don't. He's too strong for you.
Never say that to me, Susan. Never!
Millhouse Hospital?
I believe you have a Marty Birch on your staff. I want to contact him.
Oh, just a moment, sir.
Dickon, come here.
Why is it?
Outside at the corner of the road. A parked taxi.
So what?
It looks like Sammy at the wheel. I can't...
Close the curtains. Close them!
If you say so.
Matheson's leaving nothing to chance.
He's watching us.
He'll be buzzing tonight. Come on, come on.
Cooper Ward, student nurse Bird speaking.
Well now, doesn't that sound quaint, Marty?
Who the hell?
Dickon, Marty. You remember me? You remember Dickon?
Yes. Yes, I remember you.
What do you want from me, Dickon? After all this time, what are you hoping for?
Your help, Marty, that's all.
You take a hell of a lot for granted.
Only your cooperation, Marty, nothing more.
Including secrecy? I mean...
Here, apart from the birds in the river, we're alone.
And that girl over there?
Susan's with me.
Oh, I see. Changed your tastes in the past few years.
We all change. You change.
So?
Got a nice job now. Training for qualifications and all that jazz. SRN, isn't it?
RMN. Registered mental nurse.
Nut nurse. Nice job. Good prospects. No chance of
ploughing the old furrow?
What's this leading up to?
Let's walk. Don't worry about looking back. She'll follow us. You got a flat, yes? First thing is Susan and myself are moving in. Mine is becoming a little uncomfortable. Too close to the oven.
Who's chasing you, Dickin?
People.
I don't want you moving in. Neither you nor your girl. I've broken with you. That's all past, finished with. There's no way you can bring it back. I didn't go through hell for nothing.
Just take it as read, Marty. We're moving in.
No. You stay out of my life.
Don't be objectionable, Marty boy. Else I'll set Ray on you.
Ray? How the hell do you know?
Ways and means. He's in Millhouse Hospital, isn't he?
Sorry.
Unethical question. But, Marty, you're going to have to be a little unethical. Just a little. Ray has something I want. A prison.
What's it to you?
Maybe I just collect them, like stamps.
He says his girl gave it to him. He says it makes the insects go away.
My heart bleeds. I want it, Marty.
And if I say no...
What chance would a proven ex-heroin addict have of staying on in a psychiatric hospital? All those drugs and things.
Bastard.
Come on, Marty. Yes or no?
Why won't you leave me alone?
Say yes. It's easier. Susan!
Someday you'll come up against it, Dickon.
No chance. Not if you're the one who's planning on putting me there.
There's no one about, Dickon.
Susan, I'd like you to meet my old friend, Marty.
Hello.
He's not feeling himself. A bit peaky. Come on, Marty. We'll give you a lift back to your flat. Our bags are in the car.
You really were sure of yourself.
Sure of one thing. The people who haul themselves up by their bootstraps are going to make sure they keep off the bottom. Come on, Marty boy. It'll be just like old times.
Dickon told me you and him got on well together.
Did he indeed? Your faith in Dickon is touching in the extreme.
I like him. That's all.
Well, then God help you.
Julie, is that you? Julie?
Nikos? Did I wake you?
No. Yes, I wasn't sleeping very well.
I couldn't sleep. I got up to make a cup of tea.
Oh, it sounds good. Are the stitches hurting?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Itch a bit, that's all. Like a cup?
Yes.
Won't be a minute. You seem worried.
Oh, thinking.
Then we're a miserable pair. Sugar?
No. You think also?
What kept me awake?
Dickon? The prism? Ray?
No to all three.
Martin, then. Must be Martin.
Yes. It must be Martin.
Here, your tea. And you?
A phone call.
You didn't say.
I have been putting off telling you. You were right in what you said at breakfast this morning, the feeling it wasn't over.
Mm-hmm.
I had a phone call from a man who calls himself Matheson. He wants you to see Ray.
No.
He wants you to see him and get the prison.
I can't. I won't.
Julie.
No.
I told him it was out of the question. He said he could bring pressure.
Pressure?
Nothing more definite, but whatever the pressure is, I doubt if it will be against you. He sounded a businessman.
No. It's a nightmare. First Dickon, now this man Matheson. Why? Why, for God's sake? Why did that fat slug have to die in a club?
Oh, Julie... I don't know if Dickon and Matheson worked together. He avoided answering my question, wouldn't say yes or no.
Does it matter?
Maybe. Matheson has time. 7 days, he gave me. In 7 days, you could disappear. I can play it along, you could leave the club.
But I don't want to.
It would be good if you left. Both because of Matheson and for yourself. Martin... is a corpse on your back.
That sounds horrible.
Julie, he's He's pinning you here. A dead weight on your back that's a ready excuse for the present. You need never pull yourself away from what you have become.
You can say that. A pimp, say that.
I say it because I have become fond of you, Julie. Julie, stay with me for the rest of the night.
Never mix business with pleasure.
You throw my words in my face. Here, come to bed.
And Matheson?
I will take care of Matheson.
Oh, Nicholas.
Don't cry, Julie.
What the hell are you up to?
Tidying, that's all. I'm getting us some coffee.
Oh, feel free.
Well, the place is in a bit of a state.
Is it? Really? Well, thanks for telling me. I'm on night duty at the moment. And, you know, when you come back after a 10-hour shift, you don't feel much like running around with a vacuum cleaner or dusting a pitcher rail.
Well, you won't mind if I do it, then.
Well, I don't have much choice.
One or two sugars.
Oh, for God's sake, will you leave me alone to make my own coffee? You only came barging in here, hand in hand with Dickin, and squatted down like a couple of old friends.
But I
don't want you here, Susan. That's being blunt about it. I wish to hell you both get out.
Marty.
I wish to God Dickin had never phoned me, never heard of me, never seen me. Okay? Just leave me in peace, will you?
Something up?
Marty's upset because I decided to tidy the place up.
Doesn't sound very grateful of him.
Should I feel grateful?
It's an offer of a helping hand, Marty boy.
And one I can do without. Understand? I don't want this place taken over. I don't want things put where I can't find them. And if that stupid bitch of
yours... What did you say?
Don't hassle me, Dickon!
You don't say things like that about Sue. Got me? Right?
Well, just remember, it's my flat. And the pair of you are here only because I've got no choice.
Dickon, there's some coffee here if you want it.
Hey? Thanks.
If you told me that Marty... If you told me that we weren't wanted here...
Well, I didn't. Wouldn't have made any difference anyway. We got to stay.
Well, it would have to me. I wouldn't have...
What?
Why won't you tell me things?
You want to be with me, Susan, huh? You want that, don't you? Well, that's me. That's part of me. Gonna have to put up with it. That's the way I am.
And I'm supposed to sit around waiting to patch you up when you come home.
I'm sorry, but...
Why?
Because the world isn't made up of people as fastidious as Matheson. Look. See that? See that knife on the table? I always carry it. You asked me about it before. Well, it's an insurance. An insurance against people finding out what I know. And a way of finding out what they know. If you know nothing, you don't get touched, see?
I see.
Can you trust me that far? Can you trust me?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Good.
Dickon, I'll...
Things will sort themselves out.
I only wanted to say
that... Yeah, okay. What's the time?
Time? 6:30, but...
Oh, Marty should be moving. He's got a job to do for me.
Dickon!
Marty!
Love you.
Stay sound asleep. See you in the morning, Marty.
Right, Mario. Good night.
Bye.
Get to the world. Just like Mulligan said. Should be in his locker.
Put it back, Marty.
What?
Put it back.
What are you talking about? I'm...
You liar!
I'm sorry! Right? You took me!
I want it. You're stealing.
Wait a moment.
I said you were lying. I said you were...
Oh, all right. Oh, all right. I didn't want to borrow it.
No one borrows it, Marty. No one. Only my girl. Only she can have it. You hear me, Marty?
Sure, Ray. I hear you.
You couldn't get a piece of plastic off a madman.
Ray may be mad, Dickon, but that doesn't mean he's a fool. He's schizophrenic. There's a hell of a difference. I can't just go up to him and demand that prism. He nearly strangled me last night.
Don't make me cry, Marty. All I want to know is what you're going to do about it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm tired, Dickon. I've been on duty all night and I'm tired.
Well, did he give you any clue?
I don't know.
Come on. While your eyes were popping out of your head, he must have said something.
It was all bits and pieces. About his girl. But he's always talking about his girl.
What was it?
Oh, that she was the only one he'd trust with it. Something like that.
That's it. Oh, that's it. You caught something after all, Marty boy.
Oh, don't see how that's...
I know that girl. I know her. And I can get her to pick up the prism.
You know Ray's girl?
I know her, all right. Susan!
And you think she'll do it for you?
Yeah, with a little persuasion.
What's up?
The Acropolis, Susan. I want you to phone up and find out if they're having a private party tonight.
Private party?
Yeah, Nikos runs parties at 100 quid a head with girls thrown in.
Okay. A bit expensive for you, isn't it?
Tell him you want a ticket for a Marty Birch.
Do what?
I'd go myself, Marty, but I don't think I get a very warm welcome. You'll find a tart called Julie there. Tell her she has to get that prism off Ray and hold it at the club safe until she hears more.
You think she'll agree?
Yeah. If she doesn't agree, just remind her she'll get cut up so bad that scar at the hairline will be nothing but nothing.
You know you shouldn't be here, Julie.
Nikos, we've been through all that. I'm not going to stay muffled up like a delicate invalid.
So I gather. But you understand my conditions.
Yes, Grandfather.
You're not available. You're an attractive woman to be looked at, conversed with, and nothing more.
You know, for a pimp, you're acting very strangely.
And for a call girl, you've never acted anything else but strangely.
Touché.
But you understand.
Yes, I'll be a good girl and prop the bar up with Jacko here.
So, life's got its bright moments after all.
All right, Julie. Just make sure she does as she's told, Jacko.
Oh, he's turning into a right father figure.
Still staying with him, then?
Yes, and you can stop looking at me like that.
Why, what? Scotch?
Thanks.
Well, a few new faces in here tonight.
Can't say I've noticed.
Yeah, one coming in now.
Hmm? Where?
Yeah, over there, just collared Nikos, talking to him.
Oh, yes, I can see. Oh, no. Oh, no, it can't be it.
What's the matter? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
What is it that interests you so much about this Julie, Mr...
Marty. Marty Birch, Mr. Christolos. I've just heard about her.
She's not available.
No, you don't understand. I don't want to...
Martin! It is Martin!
This man, Julie, he...
Julie?
Oh.
Julie, what's wrong?
Nothing, Nikos. It's Martin, that's all. Just Martin. I can't believe it. You can't believe it.
It's been 2 years, Julie.
Why didn't you look for me?
What? After what I'd done?
It didn't matter.
It did. You know it did.
Not anymore. Oh, I've missed you so much. I thought you were dead. Was it bad?
Well, it wasn't easy. They admitted me to hospital. I'd finally got myself registered and was getting just about enough heroin to tide me over. And then it was hospital.
Hmm?
Hallucinations. Whole bloody menagerie of hallucinations. They cut the supply off. I had other stuff. Stuff they gave me to damp it down, but... I still saw it. It was... Oh, God, it was...
How long?
Forever. Don't know. Week, 2 weeks, three... time didn't... It didn't mean anything. It was just like in a dream. You think you're never going to wake up.
And then?
And then... slowly came out of it. Sometime later, I was back in the land of the living, putting on weight.
Cured?
Like an alcoholic's cured. One sniff, one spike, and I'll be back again. I'll be walking on eggshells for the rest of my life. Always frightened at something. Someone. And you?
A call girl, more or less.
I know.
You don't...
No, I don't mind. I've got no right to mind what you are. As long as I don't get charged for tonight.
Oh, Martin. Martin, you fool. When I saw you in the club talking with Nikos, I was afraid to believe. I was afraid.
Your head hurts.
Oh, it's nothing. Stitches under my hair, see?
Stitches? Yes, I see. I'd forgotten.
Forgotten? But...
nothing, nothing.
Martin, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, nothing.
That's not true. You look... Martin, tell me. Tell me.
Does the name Dickin mean anything to you?
Dickin? What is this, for heaven's sake? Dickin was the person who... he gave me this scar. What are
Julie,
you...
Julie, I didn't come to the club by accident. Dickin sent me. Julie, where are you going?
To fetch Nikos.
It's 4 a.m.
He'll come. Martin, for 6 months we lived together. We let ourselves be destroyed while we did nothing. Well, not this time. It's not going to happen this time. I'm not going to let it.
You're not telling all, Martin. Not all. This threat of Dickens is not just one of it, of losing your job or being marked out. It's more than that, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, Nikos.
So I'm right.
I've been on both sides of the fence. Both a patient and a nurse. I know too much.
What do you mean?
Julie, I can't.
You must.
Please, Julie. On what I've told you, darling, will you do it? Will you see Ray and get that prism?
I'm frightened of him, Martin. Frightened. Can't you understand that?
Ray wouldn't hurt you.
Martin, things are not that simple. Dickon is not the only one who wants Julie to collect this plastic bauble. There's Matheson as well. We're caught on both sides.
But I...
look, I know you are frightened. Julie is also scared, terrified of Ray. If you want her to get this prism, you'll have to tell her the nature of your fear.
But what about this Matheson?
Stop it! Stop it! Why, Nikos? Why are you suddenly so keen for me to go to that hospital? You said you'd protect me from Matheson, for heaven's sake. Why not Dickon? Why not him as well?
Maybe I could, but... Martin, I cannot protect Martin from himself.
Oh, for God's sake, stop talking in riddles.
Tell her.
I can't.
For heaven's sake, what is it?
Oh, God. What he says is right, Julie. It isn't simply that I lose my job if Dickon spreads the word. But there's more to it than that.
Go on.
I've nursed drug addicts. It's difficult. Difficult and soul-destroying. Because of the addicts themselves. Have you ever asked yourself why... why out of the hundreds of thousands who play around with drugs, only a small percentage really get hooked?
Hundreds of times, Martin. Hundreds of times since you left me.
It's in them already. It's in what they haven't got. When we were together, Julie, my whole damned existence centred on you. And in the end... when you were making it, I felt useless, pointless. I'd nothing to focus on inside. And heroin took over. Look, don't misunderstand me. It was nothing you did. It was what I lacked. What I'll always lack. I've seen too many mirrors of myself in the past 18 months not to recognise that. If I lose my job, I'll lose what little self-respect I've dredged up. And I'll be back to square one in 3 months' time. Nikos knows it. I know it. And Dickon, when he made his threat, he knew it as well.
Well, how did Dickon ever find out?
I pushed for him. I needed the stuff. Got it from his network. Couldn't pay. And then pushed for him. For a fix.
You were that much involved. And couldn't tell me.
I was lost in a world of my own. Only coming out of it long enough to give you a bunch of flowers and write you a note.
Julie, you must see Ray. You must get to prison to Dickon. If you do not, you will lose Martin for good. You will have a real corpse on your back. And that is far more important than a face cut into 100 ribbons. And it's something you cannot run away from.
And Matheson?
Oh, I'll see what I can do with Matheson.
Martin? Martin, when can you arrange for me to see... Ray?
So you're caught in a vice, Mr. Nikos Christoulos. No wonder you wanted to see me so urgently.
Not to myself. Julie and Martin, they are the sacrificial lambs, Matheson.
You too, you too. You had planned on playing me for time.
Maybe.
Oh, there's little maybe about it. I can guess at your style, Christoulos. And I can promise you that had you tried these tactics, your Acropolis Club would have fallen around your ears.
That is a matter for conjecture. As it is.
As it is, events have overtaken us both. Are you appealing to me to give up that little piece of plastic?
I'm asking you to consider the results of us handing it to you rather than to Dickon.
Very diplomatic. Do you like my rose garden, Mr. Christoulos?
It's very attractive.
Yes, this garden is the one thing I really love. But to preserve it, I have to destroy pests. Destroying pests, however, is not simply a matter of spraying wildly with DDT, Mr. Christoulos. DDT kills indiscriminately, destroys many beautiful things, beetles, honeybees. Oh, no, I pride myself in using selective washes. It's the end that matters, and the end for me is healthy environment where nature continues to live. Yes, your problem. If this Julie succeeds in retrieving the link, then let it go to Dickon. In the end, to be of any use to him, it must come to me. And if there are strings attached, well, I shall take care of the strings. Good day.
Put the billiard cue down, Ray. I've brought your girl to see you.
You what? Julie.
Hello.
Let me look at you, Julie.
She said how you were.
Oh, me? Fine. Fine. The insects don't bother me so much. They... Martin and the other nurses, they're beginning to straighten things out.
Oh.
That... A man, did...
There'll be no mark, Ray.
Oh, good. Good. I think a... A lot about you, Julie. You make things better. Last time I saw you, when you gave me that piece of plastic...
I didn't...
But you did. Look, here it is. I ran after you with it, and you waved your arms to say I could keep it, remember? And now, when I look through it, the insects disappear. I don't need it so much now. The insects are going away.
I need it back, Rhea.
What? You want it?
I want it because...
Marty tried to steal it.
Ray,
you don't have to explain, Marty. Julie wants it back.
Sorry.
Here. You have it. The insects don't come so often.
Thanks.
Julie, may I kiss you?
Ray.
Go on. My girl... You'll come and visit me again sometime?
Yes. Sometime.
Marty? What I said was true. If you knew her name, you'd take her from me. Goodbye, Julie.
Rhea. Goodbye.
Matheson here.
Dickon here.
Ah, the elusive Dickon. It seems you've been trying to avoid me. Sammy's had his work cut out tracking you down.
Well, you can call him off. I can see him from here, and I'm not in the mood.
You always were an aggressive person. Is there any particular reason why you should have your hackles up now?
Yes, Matheson. I have the link.
I see. Perhaps I underestimated you.
Too right.
When can I expect you to bring it round?
No game.
I beg your pardon.
You heard me.
You sat on me once too often, Matheson. I didn't like it, and I still don't. I want 300,000 for the link.
What?
Now, don't go and burst a blood vessel on me. I want my money.
I think, Dickon, that I reserve my final agonies for a much more worthy cause than you. You're a fool.
I'm just a lowly pusher, nothing more. 300,000, you get the link and a list of my ring contacts. You're buying out your erstwhile partner.
I find your self-valuation a trifle high.
You'll make a fair profit when the Stardust finally sells.
And if I don't buy?
Plastic melts very easily. You'll carry a hell of a straight loss. Just... Take it or leave it, Matheson.
Where and when?
Neutral ground. The Acropolis Club tonight, with Nikos Christolos presiding.
Now, look, Dickon.
I don't want to hear. So easy, Susan. So damned easy.
What have you done?
Sold out. Lock, stock and barrel. £300,000.
300?
A clinch, a walk-through.
You mean that Matheson has actually accepted?
Yes, yes, that's just what I mean. We've won. We've bloody well won.
Oh, God. Dickon, what have you done? What have you done?
Well, Mr. Matheson, any luck?
I don't like telephones, Sammy. There's too much missing. No expressions, no looks. Everything's paired to a basic yes or no. An unsatisfactory form of communication as far as discussion is concerned. Dickon is intransigent. His mind is fixed on winning the highest stakes. It's gone beyond luck, I'm afraid. Ah, fine, fine day. I had hoped that what I hinted to Mr. Christolos would not be necessary. Foolish of me. You've got your feet on the ground, Sammy. What would you suggest?
Is it suggestion or confirmation you're looking for, Gov?
Your opinion. You understand that I've made up my mind, but... You're a man who doesn't believe in politics, doesn't believe in vaguely wandering round problems while hoping they'll go away. What would you do?
When we was in Borneo...
Oh, spare me the army reminiscences, Sammy.
I was just going to say that we had a golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
If a goot took a pot at you, never hang about, go straight in and take him out, fast and hard, zap.
A golden rule. So simple. A regrettable philosophy, but so simple. What would you recommend?
Oh, I don't recommend nothing. Ain't for me to say.
When I started this, it was a business, nothing more. I like money. I have a distaste for endless hours of work. There are people who depend on me, Sammy. Did you know that? Depend. Dickon was admirable as a partner, admirable. I've no real regrets in having used him. If he'd listened to me, done what he was asked. That buxom little girl of his, Susan?
Head over heels. Nice kid. She never knew nothing. Probably still got her head in the clouds, a bit stupid.
Naive. There's a difference.
She don't really figure.
No. No, not really. There'd be no point. Ironic creatures, these, self-doomed. In destroying another, they invariably destroy themselves. So, what do you think, Sammy?
If some goop takes a pot at you.
Yes. Yes.
Martin, don't look so worried. After tonight, it'll be all over.
Will it?
You know it will.
Maybe. Doesn't seem possible.
What is it? You can tell me.
A few weeks ago, I thought it was finished.
But now it is. Almost.
Then Dickon rang up.
Oh, we don't have to go to the club tonight. I mean, the exchange doesn't need us there.
I'd like to be there. See it through to the end. But, well, this time round, the end seems too easy.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop depressing yourself. It's time to go. Come on.
Nobody's been hurt. It isn't right.
God, how can you say that? Nobody hurt. You, me and Ray.
Not badly enough. Not... I know the setup.
I know it too damn well. When the knives come out, they come out so fast and so sudden that no one sees them.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. Nothing, really. Feeling lonely, I suppose. The past rattling round in my head, making itself felt.
The past is for forgetting.
I'll always carry it around. A bit of it. You know that.
Yes. But, Martin, I'm with you now.
You were with me 2 years ago. Didn't stop it then.
2 years ago, you hadn't met Ray. 2 years ago, you might have been afraid of Ray like I was. It's the unknown, the things you don't understand that frighten, that really frighten. You know why now. You told Nikos, you told me why it happened. Why you went over the top. Those people you nursed in the hospital.
Reflections of myself?
Yes.
Just don't let me forget, Julie. Just don't let me forget those reflections. I need them just as much as I need you. I really, really need them.
Dickon, half my clothes. We're leaving most of our things behind.
That's right. Travelling light, the only way.
But
it's all tied up.
I know, but what...
Passport, and that's it. Ready?
Oh, I think so.
I want to be early at that club. I want to see Matheson's face as he walks through the door.
Oh, Dickon.
Hey, what's up?
I'm still scared.
There's no need.
Hmm?
No need. You know, I don't know how you've done it.
Done what?
Talk me into loving you. Come on, move your backside.
Another drink, Mr. Dickon, while we wait.
Don't mind if I do.
I'll tell you straight, I do not like you being here. I only want this thing to be finished.
Oh, there isn't any arsenic in this scotch.
Oh, Marty. I never thanked you. Not saying anything, then.
Why should he?
Oh, old time, son.
Pig.
Never mind him, Julie.
Susan, you know the trouble with business deals? They always cause a bit of friction, no matter how you arrange them.
You call this business?
It's as straight as yours, Mr. Christelos.
Ah. Susan has you there.
Stupid bitch.
What was that?
You heard.
Yes. And it's a damn sight better than being a whore.
Enough! That is enough. There will be no more talking.
Mr. Matheson. So, the great businessman. The great rose grower.
You're drunk, Dickon.
I'm celebrating. Let's have the money.
Impatient as ever. In the case, check it.
I'll do just that while Nikos gets the link.
It's in the safe.
Susan, check this with me.
You have the list of contacts.
Here, in the back of this diary.
Your precious piece of plastic.
Now, hold on. Yeah, it seems straight.
If I promise money, the amount is always correct. The link, if you please, Mr. Christelos.
You're welcome to it.
Here we are. Nice and tight. Wouldn't want to line the gutter with it. The stardust is all yours, Matheson. Come on, Susan. We've finished here. Good night, my kind friends. Sleep well.
Mr. Christelos, might I impose on you for a drink? I have to wait for a few moments.
You may, Matheson. But I want you to understand that you stink only slightly less than Dickon.
What next, Dickon?
The airport. We'll buy tickets at the desk.
But the money...
Ireland first, then the continent. We've done it, Susan. We've done it.
It was too easy.
Luck of the devil, that's me.
And Matheson?
Forget it, Susan. Forget Matheson. Just look for a taxi.
There's one.
Come on! Your fare's waiting.
Dickon, that taxi.
Damn, he hasn't seen.
The driver, it's...
What the hell?
Get back! Dickon!
He's dead, miss.
You've killed him. You've killed my Dickon.
Well, he stepped out, miss. There weren't nothing I could do.
Stepped out. You mounted the pavement. You meant to.
Oh, ain't nobody to vouch for that, miss. The street's empty. See for yourself.
You killed my Dickens, Sonny.
I'll take this case, miss. He won't be needing it now, will he?
Dickens. I heard something, Martin, a scream.
You think so?
Julie was right. What the hell's going on?
You've almost finished your drink.
Thank you, but I won't be requiring another, Mr. Christolos.
Sammy.
Evening, miss. The case, Mr. Madison. I'm afraid the girl's in a bit of a state. Shock like her.
Would you be so kind, Mr. Christolos?
Go down and look after her, Jacko.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God, I feel sick.
Martin, Julie, I think you should go.
Will I see you again?
Perhaps. But not to work.
No.
Come on, Julie. Let's go.
Julie.
Yes?
I'm sorry.
But we all are, Nikos. All of us.
Excuse me, Mr. Christolos.
Yes.
If I could use your phone, I have to report an accident to the police.
Splinter Light was written by D. Gregory Lyons. Matheson was played by Gerald Cross and Dickon by Peter Marinka. Nigel Graham played Nikos and Sandra Clark, Julie. Marty was played by John Bull and Ray by Peter Craze. Eric Allen played Jacko and Mulligan. Susan was played by Elizabeth Revel and Sammy by Michael Ripper. The play was produced and directed in our Birmingham studios by Michael Rolfe.